This coming Shabbos, we're going to have the opportunity to read Parshas Vayikra. Although it is Shabbos HaGadol D'Rabbanan, and a lot of the rabbis are going to be spending their rabbinic time on the topics of the Seder night, we cannot lose out on the opportunity to talk about Toras Kohanim, the opening and the rules of Karbanos. So let's dive in and get started. The parsha begins, Vayikra Moshe, right? Hashem calls out to Moshe, and we know that the word Vayikra appears with a little aleph in it. And why is that so? So the Rosh, in his commentary on the Torah, explains that it was done because Moshe requested that Hashem show the future generations that Moshe was not comfortable with the attention showered upon him. But why here with the Mishkan and not at Matan Torah, where his involvement was much more intense? So Rabbi Yisrael Reisman Shalita quoted Rav Mordechai Drug, who explained that at Matan Torah, Moshe had a certain appreciation of the greatness of Hashem. But when the people came to bring Karbanos after building the Mishkan, Moshe knew that his awareness of the greatness of Hashem was even more inadequate than previous. In other words, the gap between who he was and who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was became much, much more apparent. The bigger our appreciation of Hashem, the more aware of our smallness in His presence really is. And that's what affected Moshe Rabbeinu. And so the letter Aleph gets small here as opposed to at Matan Torah. Anyway, Moshe is told to bring Adam min ki'akrivi kem karban la'Hashem min abehima min abakar min atzon. When a person wants to bring a karban, he can bring it from animals, from ovine or bovine. We know that there are birds that are brought as karbanos. We know flour can be brought as a karban. But why is there no carbon from fish? So the Likutei Anshei Shem explains that animals are a gilgulim of people from previous experiences. They too need a kapara, but fish can only be gilgulim of tzaddikim. They don't need the tikkun through carbon. Interesting idea. We're told, "V'shachato so al yerech hamizbeach tzafona lifnei Hashem." He should slaughter it in the north. Moshe Feinstein Zatzal noted that the Taz in Orach Chaim notes that as soon as a person mentions tzafona lifnei Hashem in davening, Hashem remembers Akedas Yitzchak. And why is that? So the answer is, Ramosha says, north is a reference to physical things. After all, we know that the Shulchan was in the north. When you slaughter an animal to Hashem in the north, it's symbolic of a declaration that one's willing to cut off all extraneous needs for in exchange for Hashem and a relationship with Him. It's not about the animal itself, it's rather about the vehicle for connecting to Hashem. That's the message to be contained. V'nefesh kisakriv mincha, a karban mincha. When a soul brings a karban mincha, the Gemara Menachos on Daf Kuftalar Amid Beis notes that the word nefesh only appears by karban mincha, by the flower karban, since it's the poor who usually bring it. And Hashem promises to accept that karban as if the one bringing it was makriv nafsho, was able to offer his soul. So Rabbi Bender Shalita, the Rosh HaYeshiva of Yeshiva Stachei Torah, explained that this is due to the fact that that poor person is literally making sacrifice in order to bring the karban. When Hashem sees the effort we put into the mitzvah or into the karban, that's more important than the outcome in terms of acceptance in front of Hashem. Sometimes we lose our focus on that as well. We're also told, Kol HaMincha, whenever we get involved in the karban mincha, on the one hand, we're not allowed to allow this karban to become chametz. We also can't allow seor, sourdough on the mizbeach, or honey. But at the same time, b'melach timlach, it has to be salted. Why? Why are those things important? So Rav Gifter Zatzal explained that honey and sourdough are added ingredients. Salt merely brings out the flavor from that which is already there. Yiddishkeit works the same way as well. Judaism doesn't allow for new ingredients. It allows us to flavor the present. That's an ideal situation. So melach timlach, but not something that covers over and changes, even if it sounds wonderful and sweet and ideal. We're told, Asher Nasi Yecheta, when does a Nasi sin? So the Ben Ish Chai explains that if one looks at the Rashi Tevis of the words, Asher Nasi Yecheta, Aleph Nun Yud, it spells Ani. When a Jewish leader focuses on himself, he's likely to sin. Something for us to think about. Asher Nasi Yecheta, sometimes we look at governmental leaders and we rack our brains trying to figure out where is the scandal from. The answer is Asher Nasi Yecheta. We're also told, Asher Yaaseh Liyashmavach, So Rav Shechter Shlita often used to tell us that there was a minhag to complete the parsha when they used to finish La'ashma Ba, the people would scream out Lakel Asher Shabbas Mikol HaMasim with the Rashi Tevos, Lakel Asher Shabbas Mikol HaMasim Bayom HaShvi'i equal the words La'ashma Ba. What's the connection, other than the fact that there are Rosh Tevos abbreviations? So Rav Shechter explained that when we speak of Shmira Shabbos, we are returning Ma'ase Bereishis to its creator in the same way that he who denies a pikadon can do the same and do tshuva and be forgiven. Our role in life is an opportunity to wake up and take a look. Finally, in the Haftorah, we're told, Amzu Yatzarti, Li Tilasi Yisaperu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a declaration that this nation I created to sing my praises to me. Rav Avram Rivlin Shlita, the former Mashgiach of Keren B'Yavne, explains the difference between the service of Hashem and the Yetzer for Avodah Zarah. The latter has an individual serving his personal God for his own purposes. But when it comes to Hashem, it's He, not we, who chose. He selected us as a nation to serve His will in this world, including singing His praises. And it's our responsibility to realize that and to accept the praises of Hashem, to sing the praises of Hashem, and Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, to have the opportunity to do so in His place. May we be zocha to get there very, very soon. A Shabbat Shalom to all.